Hey guys, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Chrissy.
And we're a little bit dead. Womp womp. Oh, I'm feeling like super dead today. I've had a busy day.
Which is good.
It's been so busy though. So
it's really sad though, the occasions that you're the most busy.
I know. I feel bad. Like it's always a funeral, but
no, I came into the shop and there was flowers and stems everywhere.
Yeah, the whole floor was like just covered in stems that we've cut and jammed into something else. And
yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot. How many arrangements did you do today?
Oh, girl, I don't even know. There was probably, let me think, 12 or so stands. And then like, I don't know, a bunch of baskets, a bunch of plants, I didn't even count.
It was a lot.
It was just a lot.
And just that short amount of time that I was sitting there watching, you did 3 stands.
Yeah, that was busy.
That's wild.
Busy. Poke and go.
Well, I have something that I wanted to just say woohoo about.
Yes, ma'am.
So Sandy is the one who talked me into getting on TikTok, even though I was just like absolutely not going to do it because there's too much. I already feel like there's too much social media. I cannot keep up with all these social media. So I can't.
Yeah.
I barely even look at Snapchat at all. And I'll have people that messaged me a month ago and I'm just like, oops, I just now saw it. Yeah. I have notifications on my phone. I just don't look at it because I don't have time.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, Sandy has been posting some videos and she didn't, like, whenever I first got on, like, she wasn't posting anything.
Yeah.
And she was doing some time-lapse videos of her putting together arrangements and stuff.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I've been, like, I'm always one to, like, I like to look at TikToks, but I was not going to make my own at all. You know, I got so burned out on Facebook and, like, being on Facebook. I took Facebook off my phone. I don't even have it on my phone anymore. But I've enjoyed TikTok, and I've been very selective of, like, who I follow and like what I look at and what I put in my brain with TikTok.
Yeah.
And so I'm having a lot more fun on TikTok. So I did do some time lapse videos of just me working. And
well, every time you post them, I share them. And so a lot of people are seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. So I've gotten quite a few more views than I thought I would get on something like that. But we did kind of a longer one today because it was just so busy at the shop that me and Rachel were both just, like, running back and forth trying to get stuff done. And so I'm gonna try and post that later. But
you absolutely need to. That was really cool to see it.
Yeah, we need
it. It was the beginning to end of so many different arrangements.
Yeah, I'll post.
Cool.
I'll post all the, because Rachel got pictures of everything that we made that went out today. So I'll try and get those pictures and do like a slideshow where you can swap through the pictures. Because
you don't even have to do it that way. You can make them, like, TikTok has different templates that you can use that it'll automatically transition.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll have to show you how to do that.
Yeah.
Girl, because it didn't take me long getting on there. I'm just like, oh this is some fun tools.
Yeah, I've been scared to, like, I've just been scared to post anything because I was just not having a fun time with Facebook at all, and I was having such a not fun time with Facebook that I didn't want any social media. And so
these to me is different because
it's
of the fact
yeah.
that a lot of the people that I have, I love the Gen X presence.
Yes, me too. I changed mine to the little X's,
the red X.
Yeah, so I can, because I'm Gen X too.
Yeah,
some people say I'm not
presence.
But I am.
Yes, you are. 1980, right?
1980, but some people say that 1980 is millennial, and
no,
I'm firmly not a millennial.
It goes through 1980, so you got at the very tail end of Gen X.
Yeah,
you're at the very tail end.
I will not ever, like, somebody called me a millennial, I'll be like, no.
I'll tell you what, though. I think that millennials got a bad rap during the election before last, whenever people were talking about snowflakes and saying all these words, and they were talking about millennials.
Yeah.
I think that they were picking at the wrong age group whenever they were saying all those things. I'm just going to throw that out there because
yeah,
I like know a lot of millennials, and they are not... Most of the millennials are... well, the ones I know are leaning closer to Gen X mentality.
It's the elder millennials that lean more towards Gen X. And then, like, the tail end of the millennials are the ones that are, like, the snowflake crybabies.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
I don't have time for that. I don't have time for any of that.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
But I don't even know what generation my kids are. But, like, their generation's pretty... Let me Google search generation years, because... a lot of the people that are, like, their age are, like, you know, the ones that require a safe space and shit.
Mm.
And I don't...
You know what would have fixed the need for safe space?
Mm.
The Switch. Girl. We didn't have time for all that whenever I was growing up.
Okay, so my kids are Gen Z. All my kids are Gen Z.
And the years are...
97 to 2012.
Yeah.
And on this, it does say Gen X is 65 to 80. So, I'm Gen X. But,
both of my kids are the millennial age.
Yeah, and then my poor granddaughter's Gen Alpha, and that's going to be a shit show.
I don't know. I've got a lot of faith in the ones that are coming up now, because a lot of people have had their eyes open to some of the... I think that there's going to be a lot of people that are very, very embarrassed about...
Yeah, I think there's there's things going on right now that, like, actual truths are going to come out. And when the actual truth, like, factual with receipts, like, when stuff starts coming out, some of the people that have been, you know, the loudest one in the room talking about different things... I think they will be embarrassed about the way they've acted and the things they've demanded. And
my favorite is whenever people that want to argue with you about your politics, about your beliefs, about your lifestyle, about the way that you live your life, they want to say that you're uneducated or something like that. And I'm just like, but we believe in science. Which is part of education. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I just think that so many, in the past, just so many things, like, oh God, who was it? When Al Gore came out and said, I invented the internet. I mean, like, it was just
did
like...
Did he really say that, though?
He did.
Because part of me was like, I never heard it with my own ears. Did he really say that? Because that was so stupid.
Well, it was very heavily reported that he did say that. And so, like... But it was, like, back in the like, late 80s, early 90s, before technology is, like, what it is today, you could say anything, and then, you know, if somebody called you out, they'd go, like, okay, prove it. Well, we didn't have the internet to go to, like, be able to Google search, like, all these things, and so, yeah, Al Gore invented the internet. No, you didn't. You did not.
Did I tell you that I invented the name of a restaurant one time? And, I mean, I had my mind made up. Yeah. I was going to, when I retired, this is what I was going to do, because I just thought it was so fabulous. I was going to do a fusion restaurant.
I love a fusion.
And it was going to be between Mexican and Italian.
Okay.
Because those are my two favorites. And, I mean, I even have all these menu ideas planned in my head. And I was going to name the restaurant Asta La Pasta.
Oh, that's cute. That's
I thought so, too, right? So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get on here and see if I can't go ahead and trademark that name. Girl, there's already some restaurants named that. And you know what? They don't do fusion food. They wasted a perfect name for a fusion restaurant.
That's such a waste.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that they only do Italian food. And I was just like...
Well, that's just silly. They could throw some...
So, I could say that I invented that, but did I? But did I?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I could say I invented. I mean, I firmly did not, but, you know.
No, absolutely didn't invent it.
Yeah. But you thought of it in your head.
I did. I thought that, man, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Like some cannolis that were churro flavored.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And you could do some lasagna, but with chorizo.
Oh, yeah.
See, that would be so good.
That would be so good.
Add some spicy.
Yeah.
Some spicy to it.
Some spicy. My kinda favorite, angry. Like, street tacos are, like, the Al Pastor ones with the pineapple and the pork.
Oh, Al Pastor is my favorite getting street tacos.
Yeah, but, like, okay, picture, like, a lasagna layered with pork and pineapple and pasta and
all those
that would be flavors. Delicious.
That would be amazing.
I would eat that. I don't enjoy lasagna, like regular lasagna. It's not my favorite.
Have you ever gone to the restaurant in Longview that does the Cajun Mexican fusion? It's what is the name? It's over by the airport.
Tijuanitas?
Yeah, no, not Tijuanitas.
I was like, girl,
T Blanco's.
I have not been there, no.
Oh, it's so good. It is so good. So good. They do, like, crawfish enchiladas and things like that.
Oh, that sounds
amazing.
Good.
Amazing.
But isn't Tijuanita's, like, Mexican?
Yeah, kind of. They have that Cajun.
It's like Cajun, there. Mexican, yeah.
But it's a fish restaurant, though.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
With happy hour oysters.
I'm going to tell you what, I could, listen, if I lived closer or Tijuanitas wanted to open up another location closer to me, I would eat there like at least once a week with the happy hour oysters. That would just be my dinner.
Yep, for sure.
I would go there and drink 3 beers and have oysters and horseradish for dinner. I know. And just be done.
Plenty so good. So it's safe to say that we're both hangry right now.
Yeah, I'm hungry. The only amount that I sat down was to eat my lunch, and all the deliveries we were making today were in Linden, and you know, there's Crump's, the grocery store, that has that good, good sushi, and
yeah.
Like, listen, say what you want to about grocery store sushi, but the
sushi... No, theirs is good.
Theirs is so good, yeah, and it's good. Like real sushi, and it's like, oh,
when it's
so
fresh,
good.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and they make it fresh every day, and so, I had sent my delivery driver on delivery, and I was like, stop at Crump's and grab toilet paper for the shop and get me some sushi.
Yep.
And so I had a salmon cream cheese, which is my favorite, because it's like the salmon with cream cheese and avocado and then the sushi sauce.
Have you ever had their shaggy dog?
Yeah, I've had that one before,
I like that one, too.
And so I sat down long enough to choke down all of my sushi as fast as possible and then immediately just went
back. See, that could be miserable because that stuff swells up later.
Yeah, so my stomach was like making all these sounds and Rachel was like, is that your tummy? And I was like, yeah.
No, that's my sushi.
She was like, is your tummy happy that you had sushi for lunch? And I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. It's fine. And my stomach was going blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, sometimes that happens. I mean,
their spicy crab is good too.
Oh yeah, I do love a spicy crab, but sometimes I don't like it when it's some of their sushi I don't like because I don't like the texture because it's like the shreddedy meat.
Okay, so you wouldn't like the shaggy dog then?
I think I've had it before, and I was like, oh, that's
but
good.
But it's the crab meat that's shredded.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I just don't... That texture is like, ugh. But sometimes I'll just go, ooh, I don't like that texture, and just swallow it whole.
Jerry and I went on vacation a few years back to... which we used to go pretty regularly to Panama City Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool place because it's kind of a sister city to Nashville.
Yeah.
It's like there's certain restaurants you can go into and there's like live streaming into Nashville.
Yeah.
And in Nashville they have live streaming into Panama City Beach and stuff, so it's kind of cool. But anyway, we love to go there and I don't even know where I'm going with this story. So there's this place that we would go to that did all fresh seafood.
Mm.
I think it was, what was it? It was something, maybe Jack's or something like that.
Mm.
But it was basically like an all-you-can-eat. So it was like $50 a person, but all the crab you could stand and you could taste that the salt water had just kissed these crabs. Yeah. I mean, it was so good.
Well, and the crab that they use sometimes in sushi is like the imitation crab.
Right.
And like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like
that
it.
Fresh, real stuff. Oh,
yeah, I love fresh crab.
Good. So good. Like, I love me some crab. Some real crab, yeah.
Yeah, so Christy and I have sat here for an hour and a half and just had a whole bitch session before we talked on the podcast.
Because these are things that we're not going to bitch about to the general public.
So, yeah, we don't know what we're going to talk about today. We're just talking about random stuff because we've said so many words already.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It is okay. We needed friend time. I needed friend time.
Well, with that in mind, y'all, do y'all realize that we are quickly approaching the 1 year anniversary of our beginning this podcast?
Yeah,
our very first episode. And
I
was thinking about that like pretty strongly this past weekend, and just thinking about, you know, how much that I would have, yeah,
that's what we're gonna talk about,
how much would I have missed out on if I would not have given it a chance to make a new friend, even though, like, here I am in my 50s.
Yeah.
You know, and to say that it is scary putting yourself out there.
It is.
It is. And, like, this year has been, it's not been difficult. Mm-mm. I mean, as far as friendship goes, this has been a lifesaver to me.
Same.
You know, it's been like just coming, even if it's just the once a week, which we do try to get together more than once a week, but just this once a week that we get together and discuss life and get to know each other.
Yeah.
I recommend, if you are thinking, you know what, I need a good true friend in my life, I highly recommend find a person that you don't know that well and start a podcast. Because I'm telling you, this has been the best thing. We were just talking about it the other night on the phone. And, you know, about how whenever we got together, we said we're going to be honest with each other. We're going to be truthful. We're going to be our authentic selves. We're not going to try to change our personalities to mesh together. We're just going to celebrate our differences and find out what all we have in common. And, girl, this has been the best thing that has happened to me.
Same. I mean, I feel like now that I'm almost 45 years old, like I'm coming into my own of like acceptance for myself, acceptance of other people. Like, this is a real friendship. This is what real friendship is. And I don't feel like I've ever like really had that real of a friend. And so, like, you and I have talked about things that maybe ordinarily wouldn't talk about with, you know, somebody else that we had known for years or whatever. And so I feel like we have bonded over, like, all of the things that make us who we are.
It's been an adventure.
It has been an adventure. And it's made me... It's made me be more confident in myself and my, like, I mean, even in business, like, I've always been very shy. And I've always been kind of like, well, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, or I don't want to, like, I don't know how to handle that.
I kind of feel like that you could say that you've gone along with whatever.
Yeah. And so now I have the tools and confidence to, you know, go, hey, this is what's going to happen.
I kind of feel like you could say you found your voice.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, before this podcast, I absolutely did not have a voice. And, like, I had been wanting to do the podcast for a while before I even hooked up with you. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I just wanted to do it because I wanted to. And so I think, I just, like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, oh, everything happens for a reason. Like, does it though? But, you know, me walking into the tiki hut and crying.
I didn't know what was coming up in my life whenever all that happened. I had no idea the struggles that I would have this past year.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And look at, I'm so glad that we didn't miss this opportunity.
I know, I am too. And like, you and I both like separately been through so much shit, so much stuff. And like, there are certain things that we have in common, and then there's other things that have, like, you've been through some stuff that I haven't been through, and I've been through some stuff that you haven't been through, but we've able to bond over all of that, and it's just...
You know what comes to mind?
Mm.
Is that it's easier to feel like you have a voice to... Even if you're talking to somebody that maybe has not been through the exact same struggles as you.
Yeah.
But it's easier to feel like you have a voice and you can say those things when it's somebody that you know is going to listen.
Yeah.
When you know that somebody is going to listen and not... You know that trend that was going around, we listen and we don't judge?
Yeah.
That's not true. Everybody judges you. But going to get to know each other. And, I mean, we have gotten to some deep nitty-gritties, you know?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we do talk outside of this podcast. Yeah. So we have had, you know, we've had drunk conversations at 1 a.m. And, like, we've had conversations outside of this podcast that were very... important for us to have as far as, you know, I was losing my shit and needed to be dragged back into reality, and you were my person that did that, and anybody else would have just like been like, yeah, I'm not answering that.
No, I will always answer if I can.
Yeah.
Unless I'm dead asleep.
Well, and I would not have called you if we already had not been texting.
Yeah.
And it was fixing to be too much to text, and that's why I called you. But, yeah, we've had a couple of those conversations. But, yeah, I'm so grateful for you.
Me too. So much.
Because I've never had a friend, I've never had anybody, I mean, besides my mom, that would just, like, let me say what I need to say. I don't need advice. I don't want you to tell me what to do. I just want you to sit there and let me say what I need to say.
Yeah.
And then when I get done saying what I need to say, we can either just let it die there or talk about it.
Yeah.
And
I get that. I get that. You know, there's been a lot. And I'm not saying I have not had other friendships in my life, because I have.
Yeah.
But also sometimes I think that I'm kind of the opposite. I mean, there's so many things that we're opposite about in personality. Yeah. But I was telling Sandy the other day, I think that we're kind of yin and yang.
Yeah.
You know, because I am more open to believing the best in people and, like, too trusting sometimes.
Yeah. I tend to be very pessimistic and, like, not.
I am a glass half full kind of person.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Most of the time, not always, but most of the time. But I mean, I've even shared it, like, friendship experiences with you that are, like, where I kind of feel like I kind of got bamboozled.
Yeah, same. I've shared things with you, but, you know, and we've both been through that, and I think us and this friendship, like, we both came into it with, these are things that have happened to me in past friendships. I don't want to repeat that cycle.
Yeah.
So the more real we are with one another and the more...
Honesty is the key.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of conversations, like, on the podcast, obviously, but we've also had a lot of conversations that were not on the podcast that are a little more personal, that are nobody's business, but... and so we have gotten to know each other on a deeper level of, you know, things about me that nobody knows about me.
Yeah.
And it's, I have a hard time trusting anybody.
Yeah.
And so I had to come out of my little shell that I built around myself and be like, I'm going to take the step to trust this person to know this about me. And will they still like me after I say this sentence? Like,
but that was... I kind of feel like, though, you know, in that sense, I feel like that I've gotten so much out of this as well, though. Yeah. My situation being too trusting and stuff, sometimes I overshare. Sometimes I will put myself more out there and not get the same results. You know, do you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of feel like that with us coming to the agreement of being completely honest with each other and upfront, have you noticed one thing that has not happened this year? Mm. We have not had a serious disagreement that Mm-mm. we've gotten angry at each other over.
No.
Like, at all. Mm-mm. I mean, I haven't.
No.
And I think that where that comes in is because you know that straight up, there's going to be differences because we're being brutally honest.
Yeah.
And so
because we you're do not more, believe the same about everything.
You have more room for grace. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
there's more room for grace whenever you know going into it, we're not going to be 100% in agreement on everything. But let's be realistic. There's not one person on this earth that you're always going to agree 100%.
Right. And I think that, too, is like so many people think I can only be friends with somebody that I agree 100% with.
Oh, that's what
I only like. I can only be friends with people I go to church with, or I can only be friends with people that have the same political views as me, or I can only be friends with people that fit in my little bubble. And like,
well, guess what? Eventually that bubble pops.
Yeah, but like a year ago, we were not in each other's bubble.
No.
Like, we did not know each other. Like, I knew your name. That's yeah. all I knew about you. And same.
And I smiled a whole lot at you when you come into the store.
Yeah.
I might have hugged you. I don't know. I'm going to apologize ahead of time if I did.
Yeah, you did hug me. And I was like, I will accept this hug because she's fun. But
she didn't like
God
it.
God almighty.
She did not like it.
Yeah. But now I seek you out for hugs.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I need a Christy hug because you give good hugs.
You know what? Better. So while we're talking about being so yin and yang, the moral to this story is it does not matter if you're optimistic, pessimistic. It does not matter if you're happy, sad. Everybody has the same exact issues and goes through
yeah.
crap.
Yeah.
Everybody does. And we need to be more open to honesty because it squashes all those problems.
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like every relationship, friendship I've ever had, I've always been not necessarily lying, but like being dishonest of, oh yeah, I can afford that. Well, I can't. Like, you know, and so I feel like when you and I have had discussions over going on a trip or going out to eat or whatever, and we've both said, oh yeah, I don't have the money for that right now, or like whatever. Whatever the issue is. And I feel like before now, I would have just gone along with whatever somebody else wanted to do to fit in. And I've talked about that a lot because I've done whatever to fit in and spent money that I don't have to go on to go do this or go do that. When I could have just said, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't have money for that.
No, and the honest truth is we still have fun.
And we still have so much fun. I mean, we have not... Like, I'd listened to a podcast. There was an episode of Morbid. They covered Eureka Springs, the Crescent Hotel. And I was like, I called Christy immediately and was like, I want to go to this hotel. And she was like, cool, let's do it. Well, then I looked it up. It's a 3-night minimum, and it's $300 a night. I'm not doing that. Absolutely not. No, I don't have the money for that. And I would never ask somebody else to go do that. Like, that was too much.
Then you have your taxes and fees.
Yeah, and so, yeah, no, we'll have a slumber party at my house and go antiquing in Gladewater or something like that. Or we can go stay at one of the haunted hotels in Jefferson, but not the one with the mirror room, because that's too much. They're asking for problems.
I did stay in that room.
Yeah, the one across the street, they are just as haunted and are not asking for as many problems.
Yeah, that's kind of inviting some troubles, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I know. I don't think I talked about it on the podcast, but I know I told you personally that I saw my ghost in the mirror.
Yeah, you did tell me that, yeah.
God. And then okay, so I'll tell you the ghost in the mirror for story first. You know, I've already told you that I have mirrors that face each other in my bedroom.
Yep.
I was sitting on my bed watching TV, and there's a mirror on this side that's a dresser, and there's a mirror on this side that's a dresser.
So they're in your peripherals.
So they're both in my peripheral.
Peripheral.
Peripherals.
That's such a fun word.
God. Anyway, they're both in my peripherals. And so I was looking at the TV, and I was eating my dinner, and it just, out of the corner of my eye, that's mm-hmm. to the right of me. And so I was like, oh, there she goes. Mm. And she just walked right across there. And then this morning I was in the shower, and I heard people talking in my house. Nobody was there. Nobody was there. I was like, hey. Nobody said anything. So I like hurried up and like rinsed the soap off of me, jumped out of the shower, threw a towel on. There's nobody in my house. Nobody.
I'm sorry, but I just had the most awful thought. What? Have you ever wondered if the ghosts in your house have ever watched you have sex?
You made me have a stroke. I've thought of that, actually, because the ghost at my house does love to be in my bedroom, and that is where I have had a lot of sex, in that bedroom.
God.
And so I'm like, buckle up, Grandma. God. Yeah, I have that thought has crossed my mind, and I'm like, oh.
I mean, if we do become ghosts one day, I just like, that is so awkward. That is so weird.
Let's never
make a pact to never watch. That's disgusting.
It's so yucky.
That is so
gross.
I'm not
a prude, but I don't even like to have people, I don't even like to watch people have sex on TV. Because I'm like, yo, that's so yucky. It's very private. It's ew. I don't want to watch it. Ew. No, like, I tried to watch True Blood. Couldn't do it. I was like, there.
And I was the one that said, hey, you might like this one.
They were flying through the air doing vampire weird blood shit. And I was like, ew.
That is the dumbest show ever.
It's so dumb.
But I watched the whole entire thing from beginning to end.
I just remember I was in the living room watching, like, it was one of the first, like, The very first episode
was very bad.
Is that the one where he's, like, they drink the vampire stuff and they get, like, high about it and they're floating around, like, doing weird sex stuff? Because that's the moment my husband chose to walk out of the bedroom, look at the TV, look at me, walk around in front of me and go, what in the fuck are you watching? And I was like, I'm not sure. It's a vampire show. And then he tried to like, he was like, because he likes to watch shows with me. And so he was like, oh, maybe I'll try and watch this vampire show with you.
Oh, that made it more awkward.
And then that made it even more awkward.
But
and then
my husband did watch True Blood with me.
And there was another show that you recommended for me to watch.
Oh, that one was really good,
and
though.
And it gave me such severe anxiety that I did not finish it.
I think that you were having the True Blood anxiety with it.
Well, it was right after my True Blood experience, and I was just like, oh my God, Christy, they're just doing it everywhere.
Well, that was like a mind control.
It was a mind control thing, but I was like, oh, this is so much.
The government, they wanted them to feel nothing but pleasure so that the government could control everything that they did.
Yeah, that was a lot. And I don't...
Ugh. The government had them taking drugs.
I mean, I'm not going to take any... No, that show gave me anxiety. I get anxiety for stupid reasons. Walked out of movie theaters because of, like, other people's intimacy yeah. and stuff. Like, it just gives me the ick. I'm
like, the fact is, a lot of the shows could have still been good without that, you know?
Yeah.
Because the storyline to that one, oh God, what was that even called? God, I forgot what it was called.
I don't remember,
but we did talk about it in a previous podcast.
We did talk about it, but, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going
to. The storyline to that was really
good. Yeah, the storyline was good. Great. It was just like.
It reminded me of The Giver, but with a lot of sex.
It was just so much. And I'm like, listen, I'm not a prude. I've had a lot of sex in my life. Privately in my bedroom where nobody was watching me.
That was just between me and
my husband. So, yeah, I get the ick. Did I tell you about the time my husband, you know, the Bottoms down by where I live? He, and this is past the time of VHS tapes, but we still had like one of those combo TVs that had like a VHS and a DVD player in it. And he was driving down through the Bottoms, and my husband's always looking at shit. Like, he is always looking at shit. And so, he sees this package on the ground, and he stops and picks it up. And he opens it, and it's VHS tape, but it doesn't have, like, a,
The label?
The label. It had been laying out there for, like, a while, and so I guess it had, like, gotten wet, or what, the label was not on it. It was brand new, but it, the label, there wasn't a label on it anymore. And so he brings it home, which the story could be sus. Like, he might have just gone and bought this somewhere. Like, I don't know. Anyway, so he's like, we had one of those. We kept it on a chair in our bedroom because we did at the time we only had cable. We didn't have streaming. So if we watched a movie, we had this, like, little TV that had the VHS and the DVD. Like, it was just sat on a chair in our bedroom. And so he was like, let me see what this is. And I was like, okay, we can see what it is.
Was it some 1970s model porn?
Girl, it was Ron Jeremy. It was Ron Jeremy. And I, listen, I know Ron Jeremy from his later years, like, or VH1, being on, like, the washed up bullshit show that they did on VH1 back in the early 2000s. Like, that's what I know Ron Jeremy from. And, Oh, it was so much.
Oh, Lord.
And so I'm sitting there, like, so awkwardly uncomfortable. And I'm looking at my husband. And I'm looking at the TV going, oh, God, can you turn it off? It's so yucky. And then he made fun of me for how uncomfortable I was. But I was like, that was so gross. Ew. What was the show about Dirk Diggler that had, like, Marky Mark in it?
Yes.
Girl, at the
end. I remember him saying, you are a star.
Yes. Like, at whatever point he pulled out, like, that pantyhose dick looking thing, I walked out. I was like, that is clearly pantyhose stuff.
So what is the most embarrassing movie moment you've ever had? Like, who are you with? What was the movie?
The guy that I was dating when I went to go see Dirk Diggler thing with Marky Mark. Because I just got up and, like, stood up. And he was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm leaving. That's so much. And he was like, it's almost over. Like, sit down. I was like, no. It just gave me so much of the ick.
So, I have... God, one of those moments. So we had a girlfriend's trip to the movies to see Magic Mike when it first came out.
And I did not go see that. Shocker.
Well, I did. Shocker.
I'm not surprised.
So it was like a girlfriend's thing. Well, my daughter went with me. My youngest daughter went with me.
Oh, God.
Who was still in high school. I mean, I just thought it was some guys that was going to be dance. She loved Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
She loved to watch the Step Up movies and all that.
Yeah, he was dancing.
I was like, well, he's a stripper, but he's dancing. Whatever. I mean, she was fixing to get married at this point anyway. So I'm like, it's fine. So we went to the movie. And I didn't get up and leave. Maybe I should have. Maybe this speaks a lot of my character. I don't know. But all I know is there was a penis pump involved. And on the very edge of the screen. And this is the big screen because we're in the movie theater. You could see the pump going up and up and up and up and up on the side of the screen while these guys were talking, and I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, my daughter is right there.
It was awful. I did not go see that. The only other movie that I ever absorbed.
Oh, yeah.
The first, like, sequence of everybody just getting fucking murdered in war. Horror. It was awful. And I, like, sat there, and I was with the guy I was dating at the time. And I sat there, and I looked at him, and I looked at the screen, and he was like, "You want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do," because that's a lot for me to take in right now.
Yeah.
I was young. I was 18. I was barely 18. And, like, that was I grew up watching war movies. Like, my dad was I've seen so many war movies at such a young age, but none of them, like, in the 80s and 90s were that graphic.
Yeah.
And that was just...
That one was pretty rough.
And so, like, I've since watched that movie. It's a very good movie. I've seen it. It's very, like, accurate to what actually happened, like, all of that. But in that moment, when I was barely 18, in a movie theater with a guy that I just started dating, it was too much. And I was like, I started getting tears. And he's like, "Do you want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do."
Did you watch the Killery movie? The Killery movie? About the guys that got left behind in...
Jesus. I've seen so many war movies in my life.
That one right there...
When did that come out?
That one was in 2000...
I probably haven't seen it.
Was it maybe 2010, 2012, maybe?
If you had said the 80s, I would have said, yeah, I've probably seen it. Like, every war movie that came out in, like, the 70s, 80s.
The guys that were
the Benghazi stuff?
Yes.
No, I didn't watch that.
God, that one was so rough to see.
Because
I had tears streaming down my face the whole time.
I watched that on the news, and, like, the videos of that guy, like, pleading for his life and shit. I did not watch the movie about it. That was about the time I stopped watching the news, because it was just so upsetting. And I used to watch HLN. Do you remember HLN?
Yeah.
With Robin Meade in the mornings, and it was just fluffy and, like, not serious. Like, that's the news that I liked. And she would just, like, report on shit, and it wasn't, like, that.
Well, I like to watch HLN to see about the murderers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I used to love to watch, like, Nancy Grace and, Greta Van Susteren, like, all of them. Like, I used to love to watch that. But in the morning time, instead of watching, like, news, I like to watch Robin Meade. Because it was just, like, it was actual news, but it was fluffy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, like, hard shit.
Yeah.
I just can't. I'm a little tenderhearted.
Yeah.
And I try to, like, portray myself as, like, a hard ass or, like, be a hard person and, like, not be affected by stuff, but I fully am.
You are one of the most non-confrontational people that I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't like conflict. I don't like arguments. I don't like, and I've been that way my whole life. Like, it was just easier to just go along. Like, whatever somebody wants to do, cool, let's do that. I've been that way to a fault my entire life until real recently.
Yeah.
Like, this friendship with you. Like, then I was like, I'm going to see what happens if I'm really myself and if this bitch can put up with me.
I don't know that either speaks volumes to being authentic, or it speaks volumes that we're both a little bit deranged.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've had private conversations with you that anybody else that I've ever known in my entire life would be like, and we're done. Mm-hmm. Like, and they would just be like, ghost me.
That's not true friendship, though. That really is not.
And so, But the point of our friendship was to be authentic. And if I have something to say, then I've, like, just said it.
Yeah.
And you have been like, girl, call me. we talk about this? Okay, girl.
Because I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. See, yeah. I didn't even... That, and I think that that's where it's a little different on my end is because I don't hesitate to call you and tell you. I don't even think, oh, she may not want to hear this. And maybe there's times that you don't want to hear it. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. Like, no. I overshare. That's what I'm saying. We're yin and yang.
Yeah. Because I tend to hold shit in until it...
Yeah. Most of the time, people don't have to wonder about me because I'm going to tell you myself, so... Yeah. I haven't had a lot of people gossip about me because I'll just tell you what you want to know.
Oh.
I did when I was younger just because people gossip when you're teenagers, but...
Yeah. I was going to say, when I was younger, I had to... Oh, the amount of times I was pregnant in high school, man, I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, Lord.
I was not. You were, but I wasn't.
Your friend was a hoe.
Listen, your friend was a hoe, too. I just didn't get caught about it. Mm-mm. No, I'll probably take that out, because that did not sound good for either one of us. I'll probably take out that whole thing. Of course, then I might leave it in, because it's funny. So, we'll find out what happens.
On editing day, we'll find out.
Yeah. How many beers has Sandy had while editing the podcast? No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to do that, not drinking.
I've had three.
I've had four.
I've had three.
And I'm debating on getting up and getting another one because God Almighty, today has
You've had a day and a half, though.
Girl, today has kicked my ass.
Do you want one of these?
Yeah. Thanks.
Look at me being such a good friend.
You're such
a... I'm an enabler. I'm an enabler.
Contributing to my alcoholism.
I'm an enabler.
Angie went and got me beer earlier.
Tropical?
Love it.
Yep. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Tropical lemonade with other natural flavors. You know what other natural flavors means when they say that?
It means all kinds of bullshit.
It means beaver butthole. Yeah, beaver buttholes taste like strawberry, apparently.
So, if y'all have not followed me on TikTok, I made a drunk video. Well, Sandy and I made a drunk video on my birthday.
Giving all the shout outs to Truly.
Yes. Okay. And I was just thinking, you know what? I'm going to tag them in this, and they're going to love me so much that they're just going to give me some free beer. I haven't heard anything from
them. So disrespectful. But I just want to know who's the first person that bit into a beaver butthole and went, my God, that tastes like strawberry.
God almighty, that's terrible. No.
Because, like, ice cream, natural flavoring, strawberry ice cream has beaver buttholes in it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. No. Anytime anything says an other natural flavors, it's beaver buttholes.
No, it's not. No.
Girl, Google it.
I don't want to.
It's beaver buttholes.
I don't want
to
know.
No, I'm just letting you know.
I'm fixing to drink the beaver butthole. I have a strawberry one.
Strawberry flavoring is always beaver buttholes.
I think you're lying.
Oh.
She's fixing to Google this.
I'm Googling with my Google machine.
Hey, will you adjust that mic? Because it is... You got the asshole mic today.
I got the asshole mic. Berry. Flake. Is beaver.
That's some good beaver butthole.
Buttholes.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I heard that the tarring.
Oh, it says it's a. Oh, it's not beaver buttholes. I'm sorry. It's a secretion.
It's a secretion from beaver buttholes?
The idea that strawberry flavor comes from beaver butt juice is a persistent myth. While it's true that castoreum, a secretion from beaver castor sacs, has a musky vanilla-like scent and has historically been used in food flavoring, including raspberry and vanilla, just not strawberry.
Okay, well, I'm safe from the beaver bubbles.
Yeah, so, let's see.
So, that's a good reason to use 100% vanilla extract so, that's... authentic, not the
it's imitation. Located near the anus but not actually part of the anal glands.
You do realize that you're giving me useless information that my brain will not forget in its Stornup space.
Historical use. Castoreum was indeed used in some flavorings, particularly vanilla, raspberry, and strawberry. But apparently today is not the primary source of these flavors, but is still used. Mm-mm. So, enjoy your beef buttholes, everybody.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. The first time I learned that, I lost my entire mind and refused to eat anything strawberry flavored. Like, and then somebody told me that it was like anything that says "and other natural flavorings" could be beaver buttholes. I went through a whole phase where I would not, like, I went through an ingredient checklist because I was not about eating beaver buttholes.
That's so disgusting.
Like, who's the first person that milked a beaver's glands and went, "God, that's delicious"? Fuck does that? I mean, like, you know how dogs sometimes, like, boy, like, dogs have to have their anal glands,
yeah,
you know, done? I'll pay a vet.
That's just so disgusting.
Strawberry flavoring. Ooh, let me have some more of that.
So, is it true that taurine is made from bull urine?
Let me do a Google search.
Because that's what I was told, like, the taurine that's in the energy drinks. T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
It says that it is, okay, it is a, did you say piss or sperm?
Pee. Is it made from sperm?
Well, that was just the first thing that came up.
That's why I don't drink energy drinks.
Taurine does not come from bull urine or bull semen.
That guy.
There's our friend with the loud track. While it is true that taurine was originally isolated from bull semen, it is now produced synthetically, or so your government will tell you.
It comes from bull sperm.
So, RFK, my friend, he's so handsome. I just love him. But can we not put things in food that are yucky?
Mm-mm, it's not necessary.
It's not necessary. Like, who's the first person that sucked off a bull and went, "Damn, that gave me some energy.
I got my wings."
That shit gave me wings. Gross. What the fuck? Why are we putting shit like that in our food, though? Mm-mm. Why would we ever, like, even though it's now produced synthetically, like, why would we ever have put that in food to begin with? Why?
Even if it's synthetically produced, that does not give me confidence.
Absolutely not. Because was it synthetically produced by a bull being in a lab environment instead of a farm environment? Like, how exactly is bull semen synthetically produced?
That's like, for all the energy drinkers out there.
Do you bring them into a lab environment and, like, put little, you know, booties on them and shit? And just...
Oh, God, they're doing that to the beavers, too, and I'm over here drinking a strawberry Truly.
And I'm doing it, too. But, I mean, what justifies something as being called synthetic? What? How do you know? Is it synthetic because somebody... I don't know.
They created it in a laboratory.
I'm giving myself a stroke. Is what's gonna happen. And I said, "Sucked off a bull." Podcast.
Damn.
I'll take out that second mention. Red Bull gives you wings. I don't like the taste of energy drinks because they taste like cough syrup. They taste like shit.
Yeah, they taste like medicine. Cough syrup, yeah.
But, like, I I don't like Sudafed because it makes my heart race. Yes. And I don't like that feeling. And so I've never taken, like, after I was an adult, because my granddaddy, you're dying. And so that was what was given when I was a kid.
Or and milk of magnesia.
Right. We didn't really do milk of magnesia, but it was Pepto-Bismol, Sudafed, and Hot Toddies. Yeah. If you can't fix it with one of those three things, you're fucked. And he was a pharmacist, so he would know. But once I got big enough to say, I don't like how this makes me feel, it makes me feel like I'm... I didn't take Sudafed anymore. Yeah. I don't like that heart racy feel. Mm-mm. And so, like, when I was in high school, do you remember Mini Thins?
Yes.
I did Mini Thins for a minute. Mm. And that was, like, basically amphetamines that you bought at a gas station.
Because you're supposed to dilate your bronchial tubes or whatever.
Yeah, it was like truck drivers were using... It's amphetamines.
It's supposed to be for people with asthma.
Well, it was supposed to be for me to stay my ass awake in school and not fall asleep.
Yeah.
And so I did do that a little bit in high school. Do I have regrets about it? Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't like how it made me feel. I did like that it kept me awake because I was staying up entirely too late doing stupid shit at night instead of sleeping.
Yeah.
Also, part of the time when I was in high school, I was actually homeless. And so, I needed to be awake for longer periods of time because where was I sleeping?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole nother issue. And then I moved in with my grandmother and that went away and I did away with meat beans. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day.
Yeah, we should do a story about that one day.
Yeah.
But girl, I won't even drink caffeine past coffee in the morning. Mm. I don't drink sodas that have caffeine.
I don't drink
sodas. I don't drink tea. I don't drink anything with caffeine in it because it does that. It makes my heart race like that. So I cannot imagine like what Mini Thins or any of that. Like, I don't do energy drinks because they have too much of that. I have a friend that was selling a product that was supposed to help with weight loss. And I was hearing a lot of really good stuff with it. It was just like a supplement that you take. And so I tried it. And girl, it did that heart racing thing with me. And it wasn't caffeine. It was something else that was in it that did that.
Oh, and I was just like, I know what you're talking about.
I was like, I cannot.
Well, I had a friend that was doing like Phentermine for weight loss. And I was like, give me like half of one. Like, I'll try it. No, girl. I had to go home. I was like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do shit where my heart races. Mm-hmm. Can't do it. I don't like the feeling of it.
It scares me. It makes me think I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yes.
Then the panic attack sets in.
Yeah, and then I get real panicky.
I never really experimented with other drugs besides weed.
I did a little bit. I've done a couple of different things like once and didn't like it. The only thing that I did more than one time was smoke weed, but, because I don't like the, am I going to die right now in this moment because my heart is racing so hard and I cannot breathe? Yeah. I don't enjoy that. Mm-mm, mm-mm. And so I did.
So we've learned that both of us would never be good hard drug users.
No.
Not gonna happen. Ever. No. Ever. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. Say no to drugs.
This is your brain on drugs.
Oh, do you remember? God, those commercials. Girl, that came up on my TikTok the other day and just sent me on a spiral of like, you know, the frying pan with the egg and the guy with the hair and like, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Any questions?
Any questions? Oh. So much. Anyway, yeah. Sometimes I get on the 80s side of TikTok and I'm like, that was cringy.
Love the 80s. The other day we did a live video at the Tiki Hut. And we do from time to time, we do giveaways and stuff when we do our live videos showing the new products that are coming out. New fashion, you know. And what they had to do to enter this drawing was to say, what was your favorite fashion anytime. Like, it could be any time in your life. What was your absolute favorite article that was that fashion statement at that time. And, like, we got some, a lot of people were saying, like, boho and things like that. But I'm telling you, you know what mine was? Like, you can guess this about me probably, because I'm such an 80s generation child. I spent a good portion, the best years of my childhood were spent in the 80s. Parachute pants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved parachute pants.
I have some parachute. And one of my online stores that I buy things from, I have parachute pants in my cart.
Oh, God, I love them so much.
And so I'm debating on them. But
I think that we need to bring parachute pants back.
I love it. Well, my mother didn't allow me to wear parachute pants.
Oh, I had some. I had several pair.
Because she thought that was icky.
They were snug to your body. Do you know, like, a lot of people, like, younger generations think that parachute pants were, like, the MC Hammer pants? I'm like, no.
I was also not allowed to wear those. And I was like, that looks so comfortable.
They do look comfortable, but that was absolutely not parachute pants. Parachute pants were snug to your body, kind of like a skinny jean. And they had the zippers all over them. And you walked, it went swish, 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 swish.
Yes. Do you remember the windsuits?
Oh, God. That needs to never come back.
I was like, ugh.
But whole entire families were doing family photos with matching windsuits.
Listen, me and my mom and my grandmother all had, like, they didn't match, but they were coordinating colors of the windsuits. And we did have multiple pictures, like, oh, God.
Glamour shots.
I found my glamour shots the other day and threw them away.
No, you need to use them at your funeral one day.
And guess what I was wearing in one of them?
A windsuit.
A rhinestone bustier. And I was like, oh my God, that trauma caused me to buy another rhinestone.
You looked fabulous.
I did look pretty fabulous.
You did. Yeah.
But I'm going to bust that out again. We're going to go somewhere else, and I'm going to wear it.
I think you should.
It is. Maybe I'll wear my rhinestone bustier and my big black boots with the heels.
Okay.
Because I think last time I wore my rhinestone boots, didn't I?
You did wear rhinestone boots.
Yeah. Next time I'll wear my big black boots with a heel.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll wear something. Oh, maybe next time I'll wear it with, like, a little mini skirt.
Like, yeah, let's do it.
Christy is not the one to ask.
No, because, like, if it has glitter or sparkles or rhinestones or is, like, if it makes you feel fabulous, wear it. Like, yeah. I am the wrong one to ask. I will have people, like, in their 70s come in and say, am I too old to wear this?
Absolutely not, girl.
No, if you like it, you wear it. Because, listen, if you've lived that long, you have the right to say that you want to wear what you want to wear.
My grandmother was always very prim and proper and, like, wore age-appropriate clothing. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when she first got her, like, first little touch of dementia, girl, she ripped clothes off my body.
She did.
And this was back in, like, the 90s, early 2000s, when we wore tank tops under our t-shirts. She would take my clothes off my body and be like, that's mine now. And it would be, like, a t-shirt with skulls and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And, like, I had, for her 90th birthday, we had pictures taken, and I had bought her her very own skull shirt. And we had her pictures, her 90th birthday pictures done.
I love it so much.
Her wearing a skull shirt because she was obsessed.
You know, I would love to say that, I'm going to say I do not and will not dress age appropriately.
No.
But a lot of people in my age bracket, they do not anymore.
No.
They absolutely do not. You wear what you want to wear. If it makes you feel pretty, girl, you do you.
Yeah. Well, I went through, like, when I was probably in the last, I don't know, 5 years, I've started wearing what I want to wear. Because I grew up in a very religious household, or a household that was very controlling of what I wore. And then I married a much older man who was very, like, you're not wearing that in public. And so I feel like I didn't come into like my own until I was 40, like in my late 30s. And I was like, I can wear a crop top if I want to.
Yeah. Like, you've got a nice figure to wear a crop top.
I can wear whatever I want.
I do have to give a shout out to my husband on this.
Yeah.
If I want, I'm 5 foot dress. And if the dress is extremely short, my husband knows he's on bend over duty.
Yeah.
In other words, if I drop something and needs to be picked up, he will bend over, pick it up. He does not care. He does not have any insecurities about that because he knows that is my man. That's who I'm going home with, and that's it. And so he loves it. If I wear something that's a little bit skimpy or a little bit whatever, he's fine with it. I have wore this dress on the cruise we just went on that I have not worn since. Because I will not wear it in public around here. But I wore it on the cruise.
Yeah, my husband, he used to be like, when I was younger.
Yeah.
And whatever. He was very jealous of me. And like, he didn't want anybody else to look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't give a shit who's looking at me. Why can't I wear what I want to wear? And so he was very particular about how short my shorts were. Like, I couldn't wear crop tops. Or I couldn't do this. Or couldn't do that. And I finally, like, we sat down. We had a whole big, long conversation about, like, dude, I'm not going anywhere. I love you. I have no desire to do anything except come home and be right here.
Right.
I was like, if I'm wearing a crop top, it's because I feel good about myself that day. Like, I paid to have a whole ass tummy tuck. I can wear a crop top if I want to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he's kind of gotten more mellow about it, but yeah, he was just a very jealous person, yeah. But he's kind of calmed his tits down now.
I can just imagine, though, that being in that situation where you're married to somebody that's much younger, that it could probably bring out some insecurities. Though.
Yeah, he, when we were,
he's
like,
a good guy. He really is a good guy.
He came today, and, like, I called him, and I was like, I'm stressed out. I have so many deliveries. And he dropped what he was doing and said, I'm going to come do deliveries for you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And, like, he came in, like, my husband's most, like, he's so supportive of the flower shop. Like, I've had other ventures of business or whatever, and he's been like, yeah, that's never going to work. But when I just started the flower shop, he was like, I mean, it's probably not going to do anything, but I'll be supportive this time. But he was working. And he was like, give me 20 minutes. I'm going to finish up what I'm doing right now, and I'm going to come deliver for you. Yeah, and he made, awesome. Like, 3 or 4 trips to Linden today.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, he's so supportive. But, yeah, we've been through, like, all of the, because I was so young when we got together, and he was like, much older, and so his views of clothing and hair and fashion and shit like that, but he's mellowed in his old age, which has been nice. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So we've talked about many different topics today.
Yeah, but I think that we needed that.
Yeah, we needed a whole just like session. And I love it when we do that. And if anybody else wants to have a session with us, you should.
You should. And I just want to tell you that we are still compiling our listener emails. I was just talking to Sandy about this the other day, that I think that it would be a really great idea to do like a good listener episode on the 1 year anniversary of our podcast. So,
and that's coming up.
If you have any thoughts if you agree with us, if you disagree with us, if you have ideas about future podcasts, just whatever, just send us your emails at we'relittlebitdead@gmail.com.
And it's werelittledead@gmail.com. We have quite a few. I just don't want it to be like a short episode. Yeah. I want it to be like a good long episode. So send us your emails. Tell us about anything. Tell us ghost stories. Tell us whatever makes you happy. Just tell us.
Absolutely. If it's something we haven't even covered, just bring it on.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, well, that's it for today, and we will catch you next week.
All right.
Have a fabulous week.
Bye. Okay, bye.